Jesus tells us a story. It is usually called the story of the prodigal son, but it isn't that at all. The dictionary defines prodigal with these words: profuse, lavish, lush, exuberant. So this is the story of the prodigal father. The father who is constantly scanning the environment, looking for his son, and how he can get his son to come home to where he belongs. The father's heart aches for his son. He says, "My son went away, is lost, and I want so much to have him back." The father stands watching and waiting. His love for his son has not changed, no matter what his son has done. The father's love for his son is prodigal. And of course, the prodigal father is our father. Jesus is describing God in this parable. And just as his openness to the tax collectors and sinners was an affront to those true believers, the self-righteous Pharisees and scribes, so this prodigal father of Jesus is a scandal to them. Yet those of us who are wise enough to recognize and own our own sinfulness are grateful that we have a God who is so ready to forgive and welcome us home again and again. Now, I invite you to ponder for a minute the number of times we complain about each other. See the beam in the other's eye. At the beginning of Lent, we heard these words: repent and believe in the gospel. We are now midway through Lent. How are we doing? Are we repenting? Repenting demands a radical change in our future behavior, a profound change in the way we see God, people, and all of creation. In other words, it is a reordering of our relationship with God, with Jesus, family, and even with ourselves. It means a real turning around of our lives, conversion. What can inspire that? A prodigal father can. A father who lavishes us with love. A love that is unimpressed with our sin. An exuberant love that won't change in its profuseness because of what we have done or failed to do.